Nomalanga Dlamini, a mother of two, was very excited when the doctor confirmed she was pregnant with their second child. However, on the day of delivery, her excitement turned into a nightmare.
Experienced labor pain at night. I hired a private car and rushed to the local clinic because ambulance takes time to arrive. When we arrived at the clinic, they told us no private cars were allowed to enter the gate and no wheelchairs will come out. So I had to walk while I was in pain. They checked me and I was told to go to the delivery room, which I had no idea where it was.
Lamini says she finally gave birth on her own while nurses watched television next door with some busy on their cellular phones. 40-year-old Nomazwe Hadebe had a similar experience, one of neglect, including emotional and verbal abuse.
And when I was giving birth to my second born, it was just that issue of, what are you doing here? Why are you having so many kids? That's why you cannot succeed. And from the admin, the ladies were speaking language that I did not understand, and they were so rude.
31-year-old Florence Pitikwe says her warning that the baby was coming was ignored by nurses and told to wait at the reception area. When they finally took her to the delivery room, it was too late and she gave birth on the floor.
When they were busy doing their stitches after the damages, that's when I felt a very big slap. That, why are you not opening your legs? How are we going to do the stitches? I was shocked.
Some of the women report that after giving birth, they were sterilized against their will because they were too poor to have children or were HIV positive. Worse still, some had their babies swamped while others went missing. Beatrice Mutali works at the United Nations Population Fund. She says the experiences of these and other women have left devastating scars that will require a lot of counseling and support.
Clearly, it indicates that there is work for us to do. There is work for those of us who are involved in standing for the reproductive health rights of women. But we also need to work with health providers. We need to work with the midwives to really educate them. And we really have to make sure that this does not occur again.
An assessment of the country's maternity mortality rate covering 2014 to 2016 established that 61% of deaths were due to poor care during antenatal, intrapartum, and postnatal periods. Another study carried out by the Department of Epidemiology and Biostatistics at the School of Public Health at the University of Pretoria reveals that pregnant women experienced physical abuse, including being slapped and pinched for not pushing hard enough during childbirth. Like many of these women, Pitikwe, who was slapped, says she did not report the mistreatment, fearing there could be further victimization or that no action would be taken, as is the case with similar incidents in government hospitals. The government has previously urged such incidents to be reported. According to government guidelines for maternity care in South Africa, healthcare workers must show respect and empathy towards women regardless of poor working conditions or alleged unsafe behaviors of women during labor. Tuso Kumalo for VOA News, Johannesburg.